Last year, Nicole Kuhn, a licensed therapeutic massage therapist and nursing student, shared a video with her then-boyfriend, who later shared the video with another of Kuhn's ex-boyfriends, who posted it to a website designed for men to get revenge on their ex-girlfriends.
It's very accessible. You can type my name into Yahoo. I have a professional LinkedIn account. Underneath that LinkedIn account, when you type in my name, comes in provocative information that you can click the link and it can head to. At that point, you'll see a couple of, you know, pictures, and you can also find more if you feel like the need to dig, which I would not recommend. I take that very seriously, not just for me, but for other people that have been exposed to this. It's not fair. Men, women, anybody at all.
Democratic Delegate Marcus Simon of Falls Church is one of the patrons of the bill to make revenge porn illegal.
In the 21st century, whether we like it or not, we live more and more of our lives online, and the difference between the online world and the physical world is beginning to blur. As a result, assaults that take place online can have the same effects. They can be as harmful and they can be as hurtful as assaults that take place in the physical world. They can be very damaging to folks.
Along with the video, the posts include links to social media pages as well as other personal information like addresses.
It also contains captions, and it also invites other users to comment on this video and tell you what you think. And those comments were as bad as some of the captions. So it's very clear. Believe me, when you see these sites, there's really no doubt. It's not very difficult to tell what the intent of these postings are.
The site will remove any posts if provided a law enforcement report that the individual depicted is under the age of 18. However, for adults, they require a fee of $500 to remove the content.
Unfortunately, the website is based out of the Netherlands. There's no phone number. It's just a contact email, which you won't hear back from. I've tried. So it's either pay the fee or leave it up there.
The bill targets the content provider, but not the web host. And for the law to apply, the content must have been uploaded in Virginia.
Part of the reason we want to bring some attention to this particular issue is for the deterrent effect of making this a crime. The word will get out that this is illegal. This could be a misdemeanor, which could put you in jail for up to a year. So I don't know how angry you are with your ex, but is it worth risking, you know, up to a year in prison to post that picture that you wanted to humiliate or embarrass or cause them some harm?
Simon explains that the victims will have some hurdles to prove that the accused is the actual perpetrator.
Typically, somebody will have to come forward, and we'll have to have a witness, and somebody say, yes, I know where that image came from. I know the source of it. I know how it came, and be able to provide some forensic evidence for that. And then we'll be able to identify, you know, a perpetrator that way. You also have to be able to prove intent, you know, that it was done with an intent to embarrass or cause substantial emotional distress. And then you also have to prove that somebody, the person actually did suffer substantial emotional distress.
Simon adds that the bill is broadly drawn so as not to limit the method by which these images are shared, be they through email, text message, social networking, or more traditional means.
The ex that shared this video, even if you share it peer-to-peer, one-to-one, that's disseminating. And so even though it wasn't necessarily the person who got it to the internet initially, that wouldn't necessarily relieve them of liability here. Sometimes it never gets up on the internet. In some of these cases, it is a lot of phone-to-phone-to-phone sort of viral kind of sharing that goes on. The intent requirements are pretty tight, but the means that can be used in the bill are fairly broad. And that's intentional to try and anticipate the different ways and how this would evolve. I don't think that 10 years ago any of us could have imagined these sorts of things happening and this technology being available. So we don't have to come back and revisit this every year. And those old-fashioned forms of dissemination are still covered in the bill, even if it's somebody going to their color copier and running off flyers and posting them around town.
A separate bill that would have given victims of revenge porn a course of civil action for litigation has been continued to 2015. Virginia already has child pornography laws that target these types of offenses against minors. Last year, California passed a bill making revenge porn a misdemeanor, and New Jersey recently made it a felony. And the Maryland House of Delegates just approved similar legislation 130-0. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.